Hello, and welcome to the Circle of Respect Book Club series. We're joined today by Tina Wells, author of Mackenzie Blue. Tina, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I wanted to start off because I read so much about you, and you're just sort of all over. And I read that you started your first marketing group at the age of 16, which is amazing because so many young people at that age are just trying to figure things out. So mostly for the young people that might be listening in today, where did you find the courage to pursue that? And were you ever afraid or unsure of your decision to do so at a young age?
I think I love the phrase ignorance is bliss, and I just didn't know what I didn't know, and that was fine. I really just had a passion for fashion and beauty, and that led me to what I was doing and led me into marketing. But I really didn't have a plan to do that. I sort of just went with my passion for something I was really into, and that turned into everything that it is today. So I think I'm one of those people that can't really say, I created this great marketing plan and business plan and launched it, and then this happened. That definitely wasn't my story.
Right. But I think that's excellent, too, for a lot of young people to hear. They can hear that, you just want to do it, you just want to go for it, and then for you to be able to take that and just do it, it's really great.
Thank you.
As this is your first book, I believe, what inspired you to really start writing? Why did you want to move from sort of the fashion and, marketing thing to starting to write a book, particularly about Mackenzie Blue?
Well, I really happened to be doing some research and talking with moms and their daughters about, Gossip Girl, different things like that, pop culture, and a lot of moms were saying, I wish there were something just a tad bit more age-appropriate for my daughter to read, and so I ended up writing a few treatments and then would revisit it, time to time, and that really turned into Mackenzie Blue. So it really just started out of the idea of, if I really want to get young girls engaged in reading, how do I do it? What's important to them? And I really just start thinking about, all of the research we do and what we found about girls. And really, I spent time talking to hundreds and hundreds of girls and mm-hmm. asking them, what's important to you? What is it that I should write about? And that's how I came up with the idea of Mackenzie. I wanted to create every girl, not just the smart, sophisticated, popular girl that we always see who spends hundreds of dollars on all of these expensive clothes. I wanted to create the girl that I felt was a girl every girl could relate to.
Great. And we were just talking about that. One of the best things about the book is really Mackenzie herself. She does feel like somebody you can relate to, just a real person. So can you talk a little bit about how you developed Mackenzie's character? I know you researched a lot with other girls, but did she sort of take on a life of her own? And really, why was it important for you to sort of build the story and the series around someone with her personality?
Yeah, I really, that's the part of me. I was a writer. I have a degree in communications and journalism, so I've always loved writing. And I really thought about the girls I loved reading about when I was, 12, 13, and of course, it's the usual suspects, Ramona, the mm-hmm. girls from the
oh
Babysitter
Club.
And if you think about it, a lot of those girls that I loved were a little quirky, and so I really felt it was important to create a girl who was definitely cool, but quirky in some ways, not just doing what everybody else does. And so you'll find, we've got Kathy in the book who is that perfect girl. And mm-hmm. the more you read the books, the more you realize maybe Kathy realizes she didn't have to, wishes she didn't have to be so perfect and could be a little more like Mackenzie and a little more alternative. So I really, it really was important to me that I created someone that wasn't about the status quo. Mm-hmm. And she definitely started to take on a life of her own. It's funny, whenever I talk about her or my editors at HarperCollins, it's definitely evident that, she has her own personality, whether it was coming up with some of her signature phrases,
yeah.
Fantabsome, all of the things that are very much like Z things I kind of thought were really important to defining her character.
Great. So, and one thing, there are a number of issues. The one thing about Mackenzie Blue is she has a lot of different relationships with her friends and, like you said, Kathy. There's also a number of issues that she faces, and one of the most important, for me anyway, reading the book, was really admitting her own mistakes.
Yeah.
So why did you like to pull that element in, and what advice really would you give to other tweens about the importance of admitting when you're wrong, especially when it comes to maintaining friendships and relationships?
You know, I felt like a lot of what is projected on TV is be as mean and evil and conniving as you can be and always get back at that person.
Oh, yeah.
And I really felt that I wanted to create a character who was much more forgiving, much more realistic, and also realized her own mistakes. And Mackenzie does a lot of that. You know, she kind of has to eat her words a lot in the books. And I think that that's important to learn that we all make mistakes and we have to take responsibility for those mistakes. And I really want to show that with the Mackenzie Blue character.
Yeah. So, okay, and sort of, before we close out, what do you hope that young people will gain from reading about Mackenzie? And I know there's plans, and I think there's another book out or coming out. What do you hope that people will gain from reading about Mackenzie and sort of her life adventures?
No, I hope that they learn that they can dream like Mackenzie. I think it's really important to foster dreams for girls and to let them know that the things you dream can become your reality if you just really, apply yourself and really make that happen. I think it's important to learn, just like from Mackenzie, about her relationships. She manages a lot of relationships, and I really do believe twin girls manage a lot of relationships and how she deals with her friends and her foes and her frenemies, you know, her teachers, her parents. There's a lot of relationship management that goes on, and she doesn't always get it right all the time, but I think it's important to surround yourself with a circle of people who love you and who take care of you. And all of those people make up her family, whether they're her, you know, natural family or not, they're part of her extended family and part of, you know, the people that make her who she is. So I think that's another lesson. And just really fun. You know, they have a lot of fun. The soapbox preachy person in me, of course, loves the environmental angle. And I think that we try not to really be preachy, but really we feel like it's a part of the everyday life of today's, you know, 11 and 12-year-olds to be really eco-conscious and to really care about the economy, you know, the environment. That's
Absolutely.
Something that they really do love. And so it's not us kind of putting a marketing gimmick in there. It's saying we want to talk about these social issues that are very important to teens and tweens today.
Yeah, and I think the way that, and I'm glad you brought up the environmental aspect of it, because I think the way that it was done in the book, it really, instead of the preachy tone, it really makes kids feel like, well, there's something that we can do. There's a little input that we can have. And just the way that they can contribute to their larger communities is great and really brilliant how you brought that in.
No, thank you.
So before we head out, I did want to know if you could talk just a little bit about your new book for those or for the next Mackenzie Blue series, for those who are interested, for those listeners that are interested in learning what she has in store for next.
Yes, I have to say this next book, the third book, it's called Friends Forever, is definitely my favorite book in the series. And it's my favorite because the group goes on a camping trip. And so I just love travel books, and it's so much fun. There's so much that happens to Mackenzie in this book, and I don't want to give away any secrets, but for the readers that have the second book, they will get a little bit of an intro to the third book, and then in the next few months prior to the release, it will have an excerpt on our website as well. So yeah, that definitely is my favorite book in the series, and I actually just finished a second edit on the fourth book, and that one's pretty exciting too.
Oh my
but I
gosh,
think
you're just moving right along.
I know, but I think the readers will be very happy with the third book.
Okay, well, great. Thank you so much
Thank
for joining
you.
Us today, Tina. It was really great speaking with you. For those of you who are interested in learning more about Tina and Mackenzie Blue series, you can find out where to purchase the books on www.circleofrespect.org. And thanks again, Tina.
Thank you so much.